We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
They read poetry at a basketball game.
With Dusty Hera.
There's just one thing, dude. You have to use so many cuss words.
And Cam Cleland.
Nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
First you gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on! Do it!
On 1080 The Fan.
Hour number three is we're working for the weekend, folks. In that home stretch this hour, you'll hear about Donnie and Mitchell's feud. Why the A's just railroaded their chances of making the postseason. In Dez Bryant versus Kelvin Benjamin, the fight we've all been waiting for. But right now, it's time for the weekend. Would you rather? Buck Nasty, what do you got for us?
All right, gentlemen, we have five categories for your Would You Rather this week. We have the not-so-convenient convenience store. We've got goats gone wild.
Whoa.
We have natural disasters. What's your fantasy?
Hold on. Okay.
And we've got puppy love. Where do we want to start?
I think... Go ahead, Mr. Hera.
I'm going Guts Gone Wild. Had me at that.
I saw this. I think I know what this is, but go ahead, Buck.
Yeah, you guys may have seen this story as it actually came from Boise. But there was a goat rental company. Mm. You've heard of these. That,
yes.
A bunch of their goats got loose in Boise. So there are about 100 of them roaming the streets and in people's yards doing whatever cleanup they felt like. So the question here is... Would you rather have to corral 100 goats by yourself or just let one of them live inside your house for a week?
Oh, I'm going to corral the 100 goats.
By yourself?
Yeah.
That might take some time.
Yeah, I don't care. You know how long a week is with a goat running wild in your house? Goats eat everything, man.
When they mean everything, they eat everything.
Yeah. If they can bite it, they'll eat it.
So I feel like it could take you days to corral 100 goats by yourself.
I think I got a strategy.
But it would take you months.
Shooting them?
It would take you months to repair the damage.
You didn't say how I had to corral them, did you?
I did not.
It may take you days to corral those 100 goats, but it would take you literally months to replace everything that goat would damage in your home.
I think my freezer would be full for a while.
You eat a lot of goat meat, do you?
So you guys are corralling and or killing the goats.
I didn't say anything.
No, I know you did.
I'm going to corral.
These are all hypothetical, Cam.
These are very hypothetical. Yeah. I'm going to go with...
Cam Cleland, noted goat murderer.
And then never murdered a goat. Like cute little goats.
Noted goat hater.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm going to go, Buck, with what's your fantasy?
All right, so there was a man, and we see this... occasionally in the fantasy football world, but there was a guy who lost his fantasy league and his buddies had him wearing a dress on the side of the highway and holding a sign that said, I don't need money, I just suck at fantasy football. So the question here, if we're splitting up this punishment, would you rather let your friends dress you for a week, or would you rather let them write a sign to put around your neck for a week that you cannot explain?
I'd let them dress me. I'd let him dress me. I have friends that are vile, and they are crude.
You have to wear the sign publicly for a week?
And you cannot explain
that it's not true, or you lost a bet. Or
there are no stipulations on that sign?
Let's say no four-letter words, no swear words on it. You can't be, like, vulgar, but you can say whatever you want.
Well, mine are creative as well. Oh, so I'm still going, I'd let them dress
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm with the clothes. The clothes.
Yeah, I think I'd be in the same boat. I don't want to leave it in the minds of my yeah. friends.
Literally. Do you remember when the dad's kid stole and he made the kid wear a sandwich board that said, I'm a thief?
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. There's some fantasy leagues where they make the winner gets to pick a tattoo for the loser, which is just
God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, usually they're inked places you can't see, but people have gotten like unicorns and My Little Pony and stuff like that.
What do you know?
Mr. Hera?
Yes.
Not so convenient convenience stores, natural disasters, or puppy love?
I'll go not so convenient convenience stores for 500, Alex.
Well, this one is pretty gross. This is a Florida man, where these ones always start. He was banned from a 7-Eleven, and he was mad about it. This is in St. Petersburg, so he came in with a bucket containing human feces and urine that he had fished out of a porta potty nearby, dumped it all over the store. He got splattered on a straw hat and a do-rag, which had a total estimated value of $28. He'll be responsible for that. But in addition, he was charged with trespassing, criminal mischief, and he was still in jail in lieu of a $300 bond because he couldn't pay it. Would you rather be on the hook for trespassing and criminal mischief and spend a night in jail, or would you rather be the attendant that has to clean up the porta potty scum?
I'll go for the night in jail. Could you imagine? Because that's the thing, is that some like minimum wage employee is going to be sitting behind the counter going, oh man.
Man, I'll clean it up.
Pick up those turds.
I don't want anything a part of my record. Knock on wood. I don't want to do that. I've put on a hazmat suit. I'm knocking it out. No problems. Get a good vacuum, some Lysol. I could look like
you'd be like Bill Murray in Caddyshack when
exactly.
he's cleaning up the pool.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Here it is.
I ain't doing it. I'm not getting close, man.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, so bad. That was a candy bar, though.
It was a candy bar.
It wasn't a real turd with the blue stuff, yeah. too. That's the other thing, is that it was out of a porta potty, so the blue stuff
yeah.
was in there.
Yeah, the blue stuff. Blue stuff.
Gross.
Natural disasters.
Okay, so this was crazy. I haven't seen this before, but this was in Britain. There were some firefighters fighting a fire that created a firenado. Have you seen this before?
No.
Where basically
yes, I've seen these.
Tornado circumstances oh. surrounding a fire, so it's a tornado of fire.
Oh.
Which just, I mean, it looks, this was in Leicestershire, England. But my question is, would you rather encounter a firenado or essentially take a random natural disaster that you don't have a choice of?
I don't want any part of fire. Fire is cool, but it is frightening. And a NATO?
Fire is hot.
Yeah, fire's gone. That's right. Natural
that's
disaster.
Cool.
That's
cool.
Any natural disaster. So it could be a... could be an earthquake.
Could be an earthquake.
Could be a hurricane.
Monsoon. Typhoon.
Yeah, fires.
Flood.
Especially with all the fires now in California and looking at all that. It's crazy. So no.
A fire NATO is... a natural disaster with fire.
With fire.
It's basically combined natural disaster.
That's the worst kind to have.
Can you imagine a shark firenado?
Not only could it just be coming at you.
I thought about how to work in sharknado to this. I couldn't figure it out.
Shark firenado.
It could throw a cow on fire at you.
Yeah. Everything's on fire.
Dorothy's house is on fire coming at you.
I think we have our Twister reboot here, guys.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I'm going just a natural disaster. Which is the worst natural disaster of all of them that are out there? Which one are you scared of the most?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's a really tough one. I'm not that scared of the earthquakes.
I'm not that scared of an earthquake either.
Tornadoes scare me so much more, or like
you know
flooding
what
is
you
really
got a
terrifying.
Chance in a tornado. You don't got a chance in an earthquake.
You know what one really scares me? I mean, not living here necessarily. Yeah. A tsunami.
That's
a tsunami
also
would
an earthquake
be terrifying.
Created that.
Well, it's yeah. Well, but you don't really feel the earthquake. It's the aftermath of it from coming across a large body of water.
Yeah.
But a tsunami is a wall of water that you can't run from.
I think a volcanic eruption scares me the most because if you look at what it does to the ash, the sky, the oxygen, and then the wall of what's it called? The cloud of hot gas and ash just incinerating everything. You can't escape. You can escape an earthquake. You can hide from a tornado. You're not hiding from a volcanic eruption.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So the last one is puppy love. And what we have here, as you know, we have a puppy at home. And yesterday, she licked herself before immediately jumping into my lap and licking my face, which is
dog's mouth
pleasant.
Is clean, right? Cleaner than humans?
No,
you know
that's
what?
Not true.
That's not true.
That's totally not true.
We had someone tell us the other day it's like a way to get E. coli and...
You think?
Yeah, it's not...
It's not really cleaner.
Hold on.
No.
Anything that licks its butt is not cleaner than your mouth.
It drives me crazy when I watch people let their dogs lick their face. It's gross.
Yeah, so I was the victim of that yesterday, but then we went and picked up a couple friends at the airport last night, and the dog was so excited to see the friend that she peed all over her. The question here is, would you rather have a dog lick you in the face after licking itself, or show up to a restaurant for dinner looking like you peed yourself because the dog peed on you?
Pee. I can wash the pee out. No problem with pee. Hate it, though. Cat pee's the worst. Way worse than dog pee. But other than that, I don't want any part of that fecal lick.
A puppy lick is adorable.
Yeah, on the face?
Yeah, I've already. Oh, yeah, puppies.
On the mouth?
Yeah. No, on the face. You didn't say the mouth.
That's part of your face.
It's not. That is totally not true.
Okay.
It's two different places.
You did have hand, foot, and mouth at your house.
Yeah, we don't have a dog, though. But I've already done the, it looks like I peed. I dropped a gallon of milk, and it exploded all over my pants, and it looked like I peed myself, and I had to go pick my kids up from daycare looking like I need to
Well, like Billy Madison said, peeing your pants is the coolest.
I'll go dog lick face. I'll go with face lick.
You guys had some differing opinions this time around.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's on you, Buck. That means it's good on you, Buck.
Means it's a tough one to answer, I suppose.
55305, the Better You Today text line. Cam Newton versus Kelvin Benjamin didn't stop last night before preseason number one. People are saying Cam owned Kelvin and Kelvin owned Cam. What the heck happened there? 8:13 on the Fan. All right, 8:18 on your Friday morning, Dustin Cam. This is kind of a interesting segue here. Is you posed a question to me, and I will answer the question.
It's a sports related question.
Okay.
And so I want to compare something that baseball does that I think is strange, but it's not strange. But it's one of the things that baseball does. So Robinson Cano has been out with suspension, correct, because of potential drugs.
He violated the performance-enhancing drugs policy.
He got popped. He's on his way back. Do you find, when you really think into this, stay with me here.
I'm with you.
Basketball, let's say LeBron James is out for a month with an injury.
Okay.
LeBron James does not go to Europe to do a rehab stint and then go to the G League and play a bunch of G League. He practices and comes right back to the show.
Yeah.
Do you find it strange that baseball's always been Robinson Cano last night hit a homer for the Everett Aqua Sox, which is their low-level A ball. Robinson Cano, $24 million a year guy, Robinson Cano needed to go to get some rehab shots at A ball. Now, I know this has always happened, but can you imagine if any other sports did do this, like if football did it? Or anything of guy coming off injury, you're immediately right back to your top level performance. Do you think that top level players in other sports should have low level development before they're ready to come back to their elite level status?
Yeah, baseball is so hard though, because hitting a baseball is such a rhythm thing.
I know that. But when we think about this, think about that. I mean, the millions and millions and millions of dollars invested in these players. And these guys are going and playing with guys that are making $15 in per diem at Burger King.
What I'm also thinking about, though, is that baseball does something unique that no other sport does, in that Robinson Cano isn't eligible to return to the big leagues until next week anyways.
Right.
But yet he can play minor league baseball now.
Yeah.
Like that's something that
it's major league baseball. So, in a sense, it's not the bigs, but it's still professional baseball
he's playing. Professional baseball, but he cannot play in major league baseball until August 14th, yet he's eligible to return this week to minor league baseball, which I think that's bizarre. It's like, why? And so that's why major league teams do it, is because they're like, well, if we have the time and he can do it, I guess we should just get him his hacks while he can, because he can't be with us. The day that he's able to return to the Mariners, he will, just like the NBA and NFL. But
can you imagine getting like a rehab start for Andrew Luck going down and playing in the XFL for a little rehab start?
No.
No, I know it's so strange how baseball could do stuff like that.
It is. I mean, the NFL is just a different beast because they don't have anywhere to put guys, period. Sometimes we do see NBA guys off of long injuries go and play like a G League game, but they're still usually younger.
Yeah, but we're talking about your star player, your all-star.
Oh, I know.
Maybe like Dame going to the G League and getting a couple reps in the G League.
Not going to happen.
No.
No. Plus, G League teams are so far away from NBA teams, too.
That was just an arbitrary thought I had to think of.
Pretty good one, though.
To mention it.
It's interesting.
Because I'm looking forward to seeing Robinson Cano come back and play first base and try to take Ryan Healy's spot, but that's probably not going to happen because he's playing well. What are you going to do, take Mitch Haniger out of the lineup? What are you going to do?
So where were we before Cano went away?
Who's on first?
D. Gordon was playing center.
D. Gordon was center.
That's right. D. Gordon was playing center.
Robinson Cano was playing second base.
Mm-hmm. And where do you put Robbie? Do you put him at third? Do you put him at first? I mean, he's getting reps.
Who's DH-ing right now?
Nelson Cruz.
Oh, who's, yeah. You got to put him there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's a good problem to have. You got too many guys raking the ball.
Sure. Put him in Felix Hernandez's spot because he's not pitching. He's not pitching anymore. He's in the bullpen officially.
Officially. Did you
see
that?
During the third inning, made the walk of shame out to the bullpen.
How about that?
Was that weird? Because Scott Servais apparently told him before the game, and Felix was accepting of it.
Who really told Scott Servais to do this? Who do you think? You think Jerry DePoto had a little bit of say here?
What if Servais has been wanting to do this for a couple starts back?
Can't we all see it?
I mean, what's
his last ERA is over five.
His last five starts have been horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been bad. And then in the third inning was the weird part is like, do you think Scott Servais turned around and was like, hey, King, what are you doing?
King, you're now the bishop. Take the walk.
Take a hike, bro.
Yeah, but I think Felix knows this.
Oh, he's got it.
Do you think his pride has kind of, he's.
How could it not? How could it not hurt your pride?
Well, you're very prideful if you're a superstar pitcher and suddenly it's gone.
You've been the face of a franchise for 14 years.
Yeah.
You were a Cy Young winner. You were one of the most dominant pitchers in all of baseball. And now you're relegated to the bullpen.
Can we think of anybody?
398 career starts, not one bullpen appearance.
Is there an example that you can think of a guy who's 32 years old where his career arc is done?
Oh, a lot of guys.
I know, but Buck might think of this guy, former Washington player.
Tim Lincecum.
Thank you. Who came right to mind where you just out of nowhere, it went, whoop, done. And he did go to the bullpen for a little bit. Then it was just over.
Yeah, but it didn't take.
It didn't end well. And that's why I feel like this Felix thing is not going to end well.
But the thing about Felix is he had so many more innings than Lincecum.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
Because Felix broke in when he was younger, too, I think.
Yeah, he was 18.
Yeah. It's okay, though, Mariner fans. Rest easy because the A's have officially torpedoed their chances of making the postseason.
Oh, why? What happened?
They acquired Fernando Rodney.
Oh, side hat.
So they're gonna let him pitch, huh?
Yeah. You're right.
You know,
he's not going to close. He's going to be he's coming out of bully. Well, essentially, he's coming out of bully anyway, but
that's
he is
good for the Mariners.
Okay. Fernando Rodney, is he 38 years old?
Is that guy getting more play out of one good year than anybody else?
Incredible. You got the bow and arrow and the side hat.
Does he still do that bow and arrow?
I think so.
Is he shooting only down when he all closes. The home run
balls?
He's
not closing anymore. Was he closing for Arizona?
He's 41.
Not in Arizona.
He's 41. No, I had no idea he was.
He's
41 years old. Yeah, he was in Minnesota. I'm all messed up.
Yeah.
He's been a bit of a journeyman the last couple of years.
Yeah. All you got to do is be able to throw a fastball. Throw it mid-90s and you'll still have room. Mm. Just ask Bartolo.
That's right. Well, yeah, he was done a few times in his career. Bartolo's a cat. He's got 9 lives.
Yes,
he is. He'll be hanging around forever.
Forever.
Well, that's what Felix needs to do is he needs to get fat. Get more weight behind your pitches.
Well, I think if Felix ever found a weight room, he might be able to extend his career.
Mm. Yeah. You don't think he lifts?
I don't think Felix has ever lifted. I think he might condition and do some things, some fitness things, but I don't think he's ever, have you ever looked at Felix and go, that's a specimen?
Some light jogging?
Just anything physically. I mean, you kind of look at some guys are gifted and you just kind of want, as you get older, I think you want to, you definitely want to take fitness and health into key to extend your career.
That's true. I would probably try that. Maybe that's body maintenance, man. Yeah. Body maintenance. And this is why young players that get it, it's so hard to find. Like guys like LeBron James, he started his body maintenance in his mid-20s, right? Where he was really starting to commit money to extend his career out. Like Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum both do this. It's great things that they do is like they commit so much time and energy to their maintaining their body for the long run that a lot of young athletes miss it because they just want to, you know, live that life and kind of live on the edge. And it takes years off of your career, man. If you don't maintain it as much as you can.
All right, we can get to the brawl that almost happened.
It did not. Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton. Much ado about nothing. Say it was the right time to walk away. But dreaming takes you nowhere. Want to go play some volleyball in jorts?
I do.
Take our shorts off. I
do. You notice how Daisy Dukes are back and bigger than ever? Or I should say shorter than ever.
For dudes?
Everybody. I mean, I'm talking everybody. I'm talking pockets out and everybody.
Yeah, pockets out.
Not going to do it. So I might be heading to the fair here in the next few days.
Woo!
I'm going to take
some jorts there.
I see some jorts. Last year, I was blown away because Pearl Jam was back. You know, I was blown away with the amount of flannel wraps that are going on out there. 90 degrees, wrapping in flannel. Jorts are back. Dukes are back. All right. Get to the fight. Get to the fight.
Hey, you're right. The fair is one of the best people watching.
It's great.
Places of all time.
Fantabulous.
I love to people watch.
I do
and
too.
I love fairs for that
I do
reason.
Too. Love the fair.
All right. Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin called out Cam Newton earlier this year saying that he wished he'd had an accurate quarterback his whole career. That's why he wanted out. Blah, blah, blah. His numbers would have been better.
A knowledgeable quarterback, too.
Yeah. Said Cam Newton basically sucks. Well, as fate would have it, the Bills and the Panthers played each other in preseason game numero uno.
Strange.
Yesterday. And Kelvin Benjamin was sitting there talking to Thomas Davis, linebacker, and they were yucking it up, laughing, having a good time. And what? Before the game?
It was the moment where Cam Newton became Thomas Davis the...
Yeah, and that's... Okay.
That's bad radio.
So Thomas Davis and Kelvin Benjamin are talking, up comes Cam Newton like strolling up with this dumb little smirk on his face. And he tries to get in. Kelvin Benjamin looks at him, ignores him, starts looking back at Thomas Davis, and then... Cam Newton shoos a grown man away.
His own teammate.
He left hand shoot him.
He gives him the go. Like,
Thomas, I got this.
He gave him the I got this.
And
oh boy!
Wow, this is something else.
They actually broke it down on Get Up.
Really?
Like video breakdown of body language, hand placement, the interaction. Yeah.
At this point, Kelvin Benjamin points to the stand over to the visitor sideline and gives him like the get out of here, man.
I don't want to talk to you.
And then just walks away from Cam Newton. Cam Newton puts his hands behind his back and starts following Kelvin Benjamin around the field like a little puppy dog. Now, the two points of view on this, Cam owned Kelvin Benjamin because he wouldn't own up to it. Okay, and then the other side of it is Kelvin Benjamin, he punked Cam Newton like he said he would, and he doesn't respect him, so he just didn't talk to him and walked around.
Yeah.
What did you think of that encounter?
Nobody wins an argument. It's just two people with two sides. I thought this was, it was just like a guy, I don't like you. I thought Kelvin Benjamin has made it very clear that he does not like what Cam Newton was as a leader and as a quarterback. Cam cannot handle that. Remember what Cam, did you see the video of Cam not too long ago? He went after the young man that heckled him.
It's a kid.
Well, I know he's a young man. It was a kid, but he was a young man. Cam went after the kid. Cam is sensitive. There's It's what he is. He is sensitive. He's worried. He listens to the noise. And Kelvin Benjamin made it quite clear. There was no win. I look at this as like two dudes. It's like, I don't want you around, dude. Even if I said it in the media, I'm not afraid to tell you to your face. And it's not like Kelvin Benjamin would shook his hand and tried to bro hug him and tried to pretend like, no, he's like, man, I don't want any part to do with you. What's wrong with not liking somebody?
I don't think there's anything
if
wrong with that.
If you don't like somebody or you're at the same profession, is there there have to be a mutual respect?
Yeah.
I'm on this train where if I don't like you, and I don't need to respect you, and I don't want you around, it's no skin off my back. So who won that? Nobody won.
What I think is funny and surprising about all of this that happened is that, obviously, Kelvin Benjamin didn't need to say those things about Cam Newton. You could just move on and, you know, not just throw shade at a guy. You know, you're in Buffalo. Just be in Buffalo now. You didn't need to come out and do that.
Why do you think he didn't need to say that?
Well, because he's in Buffalo. Like, why would he need to say that? He's in Buffalo. He has a new quarterback that maybe he feels is accurate. What's up with bringing up the past, right? Where does that get him?
Small little inside here. Kelvin Benjamin had a problem. What was his biggest problem while he was in Carolina?
Weight
issues. He got a lot of crap for that, and it started with Cam. The complaints, the issues, and then when he got hurt, what happened to the Carolina Panthers? Yeah. They went to the Super Bowl without him. Mm-hmm. Kelvin Benjamin is butthurt. Cam Newton is also, we didn't need you butthurt. And there is some tension there.
See, and that's why
it's
like
a backstory.
That's why Kelvin Benjamin didn't, that's why I think he didn't need to say it, you know?
Like, right.
But Cam Newton also, he comes up in his little smug look on his face, like, he didn't want to, everybody's like, you just wanted to squash beef. No, he didn't. And why, to your point, why does he need to squash it? Like, just go ahead and live with it.
I thought that Cam going up to him made it look like Kelvin was in his head. In my opinion, that to even acknowledge the situation, if he tried to like come up to him and give him a, I don't know what that was. I thought Cam was, did he stick his hand out? It looked like he stuck his hand out in a very small amount. And Ben's like, I don't want to shake your hand, dude.
He doesn't like him.
He don't like him.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
That's fine.
I think we dealt with it.
I enjoy this. I think football needs more of these because...
Oh, I love a good argument. I love a good hate.
In these little petty beefs, that's what makes the NBA popular.
Yes. I don't need to like you.
The unwritten rules of baseball, that's the most talked about thing in baseball is the petty little disagreements that they have. Football, it doesn't...
We have a delirious mindset that we need. Everybody needs to get along.
Yeah.
You don't need to get along. You can be respectful of each other in a sense that you disagree, don't like each other. It's fine. Okay. But you don't need to get along.
This texture says you can say whatever you want about someone, but you better be able to say it to a man's face or you're being a little beat.
Yeah,
Benji has a 10% drop rate as a wide receiver. So he should work on that before talking trash about an MVP. That text on the Better You Today text.
I don't know what Kelvin said to him, but by not shaking his hand, that's essentially to his face saying, I don't want any part of you.
Yeah. And giving him the point.
Getting him the point,
saying,
like, get out of here.
There.
He didn't shy away from it.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that those two had it out before in Carolina.
Disagreements. Did you ever have a guy that you really didn't like playing with? Mm-hmm. You don't have to just call him out. Or do you have somebody that you just had wanted no part of?
You don't jive with them. Like, you're just not on the same level.
Yeah, I've publicly said who mine was. I mean, but that's
did?
Yeah. It was.
Can I Google it?
Well, of course, it was incognito. I mean, it was.
Oh,
just one of
Richie.
Guys. He was one of a few, and I guarantee you,
he was in your wedding.
No, there was probably a few people that felt that way about me.
Yeah, probably.
There's probably people listening that feel that way about me. I'll get over it. Kids, I think Cam is just—he's one of those sensitive dudes that doesn't like it.
All right, I want to play this audio. This is Donnie. And beef that he has with his neighbor, Mitchell. And then I want all of your feedback. I want to let it sit in over the break. I want to get your initial reaction before we head to break. But I want you to let me know, who you sign with here. You sign with Donnie or Mitchell in their feud?
I'm Donnie Baker, and I'm here to report a violation of statute of limitations to Court 7. I ain't filed the paperwork, but I want this on the record. This is where my boat used to be. I come home from work, my boat's been impounded. And I just built this boat ramp, so I want the state to reimburse me for all that lumber, okay? Because my boat, now I've got to mow this now. And some nights I would sleep in it. You not only impounded a boat, you took a whole room addition. All because my neighbor to the north told the homeowners association my boat was an eyesore. Well, so's your wife, Mitchell. We ain't supposed to have livestock in this neighborhood, yet you married a sea cow. Well, I'll say it right to his face. I'll say it right to his face in cursive, because he knows if he comes over, I'll scissor kick his gizzard and break his carotid artery. What am I going to do with this? This was my storage shed. This is where I kept her in the winter. And in the summers, when I was with Angel Skinners, this was her stabbing cabin. But angels have wings, and she flew out of the relationship. I've got a couple air mattresses, a boat cover, still got a hose in there, because that's how hot she'd get some days. I swear to God. Then I got with Patty Ferguson, and she gained some weight before we broke up. She was eating Bugles like Nabisco needed their bags back, so this came in handy because it was climate controlled, and if my buddies caught us, I could just tell them that she was helping me move stuff. This is war, Mitchell! I don't deserve this! I'll turn the stepping stones into frisbees. I'll put bird feet on your bug zapper! I hate birds. I gotta go. I don't deserve this, Mitchell!
It's one of the best comedy skits I've ever heard.
So Donnie Baker... He's got his boat ramp, by the way, is buoyed up against a shelf or a shed, a small shed, and that's the stabbing cabin.
This is not real. This is not.
The guy's filming himself complaining and putting it on YouTube.
Wonderful.
It is correct.
And he looks exactly the way he sounds.
Stabbing cabin.
His carotid artery.
That's my favorite part, the carotid artery.
The carotid artery. In a karate
scissor kick him in his gizzard.
Tell me he does stand up, please.
Donnie Baker versus Mitchell. Who you side with? It'll probably say a lot about you.
Sea cow.
Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
There's a man across
this
me right now.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
I jumped the shark. There's a man right across me. His arms are folded.
There's now my weekend starting.
There's gonna be a there was gonna be a mid show fight.
I just swore at Buck over the year. He looked at me, and he was terrified of what he could have done.
Very scared.
I was
that
confused.
That was egregious, Buck.
I know. You're not allowed to do that. You
now
know
we're
what
here.
Day it is.
I know. We've only been talking about it all day.
Scissor kick him in the carotid artery.
In the carotid artery.
Scissor kick in the gizzard. Break my carotid artery.
Carotid artery.
Donnie Baker, apparently, is part of the Bob and Tom show.
Who you siding
Long-time
with, though?
Character. Oh, Donnie, of course.
Of course.
Don't be a narc.
Wouldn't be like to marry a sea cow.
Mitchell!
Mitchell!
This means war, Mitchell!
What was it called? The stabbing shack?
Stabbing cabin.
Stabbing cabin. What do you... Is that like the boom boom room?
Yeah. I like that one of his girls' name was Angel. Angel, and she just flew right out of the relationship.
Flew right out.
She eating them bugles like they, Nabisco needed them bags back.
Wow.
That's hilarious. And when you watch the video, he's like, I made that boat ramp. It's like four pieces of plywood. It's laying on the ground.
It looks like some 11-year-old kid's summer project to build themselves like a skate ramp or something. Yeah. It's just really haphazard.
You know,
it'll work.
My dad did this. He gave me like a tool kit, like a tool chest. And
Bob the Builder on you, huh?
No, and it was like a stack of wood.
Oh, stack of
when
wood.
When I was like seven. And it was like nails, hammer, screwdriver and stuff. And he was just like, go and figure it out.
Build something.
Yeah, go figure it out. I almost killed myself and my friend several times, but we made
nails?
Some sick jumps.
Oh, you made some sick jumps?
Yeah, for the go-kart.
Sweet.
Not very safe. Motorcycle.
That's part of being the fun
the
of
bike.
It.
Bike. Yeah.
Everybody's worried about safety now.
I know. Safety schmafety.
Safety. Helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping. You ever jumping your bike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember
going
crashing
over my
your bike?
Handlebars?
Oh, yeah.
I tried to ride a wheelie. I was riding a wheelie one time in middle school.
Yep.
And nobody was around. Nobody was at home. I was by myself. I was riding my wheelie, crashed. Handlebars went through my thigh. Like the handlebars turned
stabbed
when I crashed.
You?
Stabbed into my thigh. And it went probably like, I'd say like a half inch deep. And it was like a perfect circle. Like a little hole punch just went right into my inner thigh. And I had to Rambo that thing. Like I'm sitting there like holding my leg, hobbling
you're lucky
back.
That didn't hit your artery.
Dragging my bike. And I called my mom at home and she was like, do I need to come home? And I was like, I don't know. I'm bleeding a lot. Like, and yeah. She's like, all right, yeah, just call me if it gets worse.
Yeah. Oops.
And I remember just bleeding profusely. And that was the first time I was like at home by myself. Like, what do I do? It was an injury at home.
Yeah. It's all about the injuries.
Turned out okay.
Battle wounds.
I have a
scars.
Scar there. I'd show it to you, but it's...
It's in the groin.
Is it a perfect circle?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, imagine like the end of your handlebar going right into your...
So did you not have the rubber grips on the outside?
No.
You haven't lived unless you've had a bike accident injury. I saw Lance Armstrong had an injury. You see him all bloody on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got
even the
bloody.
Greats.
Even the greatest bike rider of all time
one
injured.
One of my best friends, he fell into a barbed wire fence when he was learning how to ride a bike at age 4.
Why is he riding bikes around barbed wire fences?
He was like riding by his neighborhood and, you know.
What neighborhood
like
has barbed wire fences?
I don't know.
It was, sounds like my neighborhood.
He was my sister.
I think he was in,
yeah.
He was in like Kansas or something like that. Anyhow.
Razor wire.
He was near like a, you know, farm
but
fence.
Were you raised in a prison?
No. Where were you raised?
No.
Salem?
But the point is, he's now 33 and he still cannot ride a bike.
Wow.
Really?
Because he's like, when he was 4, he's like, I'm done with this. I'm not getting back on. And then by the age he was ready to, he thought he'd be too far behind. So he kind of just never got back on.
He's too embarrassed.
And now we've been giving him crap for decades.
We need to call this guy out.
Yeah.
So he's
Daniel Chavall, get on a bike.
Hold on. He's taking riding a bike like I take watching Star Wars. Like I'm just committed to not watching it because I've gone this long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing that with riding a bike. Wow. So what does he do when he has kids and his kids want to learn to ride a bike? He's just like,
we've asked him that.
Sit this one out.
What's your worst bike injury?
Go ask your mom.
Is that your worst bike injury?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's like going over the handlebars, knocking out the wind.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I tried to jump a lower basement. What they did is they had a garage that was a daylight garage. You know, the ramp that goes down into the garage had the door in the bottom. Well, I tried to jump the width of it, didn't make it, and face planted into the garage door, knocked myself out cold.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah, no, he had to. The babysitter woke me up, and I was laying on the picnic table, and I had water being patted on my face. And she goes, "You all right?" And I went, "Did I make the jump?"
Oh, of course you did.
I didn't make it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
You gotta get hurt on a bike. Kids hurt on a bike.
I love this. There's a lot of people. Now we just have accidents. Rollerblading off a ramp. Not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping bikes. Maybe that'll be our throwback Thursday next week.
You bike jumping.
Yeah. I racked my gnarlies on my bike when I was younger.
My gnarlies. My gnarlies.
Here's a question for you. Why do the men's bikes have the high bar in the
it's
women's
a great,
bike have
I've
the low
I've been saying
bar
that for years.
On like the mountain bike.
Saying that for years.
It seems like it should be the other way around.
Well, they don't think girls can lift their legs over the bar?
I don't know.
Crap.
Racking my giblets.
Not liking it.
All right.
Hashtag I have a problem.
Yes, you do. All right, up next is the Herd of the Conk. Yeah, Herd 9 to noon to 3 during spring 3 to 7 primetime with Isaac and Suk. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.